The parable of the dishonest manager. He also said to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, what is this that I hear about you? Turn in an account of your management, for you can no longer be manager. And the manager said to himself, what shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses. So summoning his manager's debtors one by one, he said to the first, how much do you owe my master? He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, how much do you owe? He said, 100 measures of wheat. He sat down to him, take your bill and write 80. The master commended this dishonest manager for his crudeness, for the sons of this world are cruder in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. And if you have not been faithful in what which is another's, who will give you what this which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and the money. The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they ridiculed him. And he said to them, you are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is exalted among men is abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since then, the good news of the kingdom of God is preached, and everyone forces his way into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away, for one dot of the law to become void.
耶稣对门徒说，有一财主管家，别人向他告发他浪费主人的财物。主人叫他来，问他，我听见这样的事，你来解释吧，把你所经营的事交代明白，而且从此之后我不再用你。管家心想，主人辞退我，我不能再做管家，那我将来怎么找工作？难道我去种地？种地我又没有力气，讨饭这样的事我做不出。我知道该怎么办，好叫人不做管家之后，让我也到他们家有一份工作。于是把欠主人债的所有人叫了过来，问头一个人，你欠主人多少？他说，约50金油。管家说，取你的账目，快坐下来，写下50金。另问另一个人，你欠了多少？100石麦子。管家说，拿你的账来，写80。主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事倒是聪明，因为在现如今事件上来说，较之光明之子更加为聪明。我又告诉你们，要借着那不义的钱财去结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，你们可以借着他们的力量到最后去。人在最小的事上显得忠心，在大事上也会忠心，在小事上不义，大事上也不义。倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，那谁还敢把真实的钱财托付于你？倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心，那谁还把自己的东西交于你？另一个仆人不能侍奉两个人，而是不是说偏爱哪一个，重轻或者是重哪个？你们又不能事事侍奉神明，又同时想着自己的事情。法利赛人是贪财的，他们听见这话，就开始嗤笑耶稣。耶稣对他们说，你们在人前本以为自己是拥有仁义道德，但是你们的心，神却知道。 因为人们所尊重的是神看为所憎恶的。律法和先知直到约翰为止，从此神国的福音就传开，人人努力要进去，天地废去。相比较律法而言，一笔驴话变得落空。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第45讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in deep learning and problem discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 45th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the commentary for discussion. So, well, it's still my today's personal study summarize. A rich man fired his manager for wasting money. That manager then lowered the depths of people who owned his boss. He did this to make new friends so they would help him after he lost his job. Surprisingly, the rich man praised him for being shrewd. Jesus isn't telling us to cheat. He's saying, worldly people are clever with money to help their future. Believers should be even more clever. Using money to help others also gain eternal friends. Then Jesus gives some lessons. The first one, if you are faithful with small things, you can be trusted with truth, riches. If you cheat with money, you can't be trusted. Second one, you can't serve God and money at the same time. You will love one and hate another one. For example, like Pharisees, they loved money and made fun of Jesus. But God saw their hearts. So the third one, God's law still stands. Even one tiny dot of the law is very important. So what does it mean for a younger one? For example, like me. For example, money is only a tool. Use it wisely. Share. Help others. Be honest. Don't let money surround you and me. Also remember one thing. God sees your heart, not just what others say. Be smart with money, but be kind and also faithful too. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, the first point we have to observe is where the unfaithful manager was. He was in the house of the master and he wasted things that belonged to the master. If we translate this in our time, there can be administrators in the churches who waste the things that belong to God, like the gifts of the Holy Spirit or healings or other benefits that God reserved for his children, and these administrators even get paid for their bad works in the churches.
大家好，首先我们要观察到一件事：那个不忠的管家身处何处？他在主人家中挥霍了主人的财产。如果我们把这件事情放到现如今的社会来理解，教会里也可能存在一些管理者，他们挥霍属于上帝的恩赐，比如说圣灵的恩赐、医治的能力，或者是上帝为他的儿女预备的其他恩典。而这些管理者甚至还会因为在教会中行恶，最终获得丰厚的报酬。
Then the manager hears that the master will throw him out and he uses a trick. He adulterized the invoices of his master. Oil stands often for the Holy Spirit in the Bible, and wheat for the harvest that belongs to God.
后来，管家听主人说要赶走他，于是他才耍了个花招，他篡改了主人的发票。油粮象征着圣灵，轮子在圣经中象征着属于上帝的收成。
But the master did not rebuke his unfaithful manager. He praised him that he is smarter than the children of the light, because the children of the light often are lazy. They can take things of God and make business with them, but they do not do it.
但主人没有责备这个不忠的管家，反而去称赞他，说他比光明的人更加聪明，因为光明的人常常变得懒惰，他们却能取用神的财产做交易和买卖，而其他人不会这样做。
Jesus ends this parable by telling us that we shall make friends with the richness and the unjust mammon. This means we shall convert ourselves in good administrators of what we have, and that all we have belongs to God.
耶稣以这个比喻作为结尾，告诉我们一件事情：我们将与富人和不仁不义的人为友，这却意味着我们会改变自己，成为我们所拥有之物的好的管理者，并明白我们所拥有的一切最后会属于上帝。
We shall administrate it for him, and when we will be taken up to our eternal houses, we will get what is ours. We cannot serve two masters. We hate or love one of them.
我们将替他人来管理这一切。当我们升入天堂的时候，我们将得到属于我们的一切。我们不能有私心，并且想着侍奉多于两个主人，或者是两个人。我们或爱他们其中的一个，或恨他们其中的一个，这都是不妥当的。OK，based on above Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related question. We hope the following question can be very helpful to our brothers and sisters. So, the first one for sister today. Why did the rich man fire that manager? 为什么有钱人解雇了管家？
Because he wasted money that did not belong to him but to the master.
因为他浪费了他的钱财，而这些钱财本属于主人。Second question. What did the manager do to the debts? 管家为什么改了欠账的数目？
He hoped that they will give him a job or an existence when he will be thrown out as a manager.
他希望即使他被解雇了这个所谓的经理职务，其他人也能给他一份工作，让他有新的生计去生存。Next question. So, sister. Why did the rich man praise the dishonest manager? 为什么有钱人夸奖这个不诚实的管家？
Because he was very smart, making friends with the enemies of the master.
因为他觉得这个人非常狡诈，与主人的敌人竟然交上了朋友。Next question. So, what does sense of this word a shredder than sense of light mean? 今世之子比光明之子更为精明，这话怎么理解呢？
Because they know how to deal with money and big business.
因为这样的人都懂得如何理财和做生意。Next issue. So, how can we use unrighteous wealth to make friends of eternity? 我们怎样用不义之财交永恒的朋友？
It means that we should be responsible administrators of all that we have.
这意味着我们应该对我们所拥有的一切最后负责。Next question. So, sister, what's the difference between being faithful in little also dishonest thing like also in little? 在小事上忠心和在小事上不诚实有什么区别呢？
We can conform with a little and administer it well, or dishonest with the little and waste it.
我们可以少做一些，但要善加利用；也可以少做一些，但要不诚实。这却是浪费我们自己的天资。Next question. So, why can't we serve both God and money at the same time? 为什么我们不能同时侍奉钱和神灵？
Because they are leaders of opposite kingdoms.
因为钱财是国王的领袖，而且是上帝的对立。So, number eight. Why did the Pharisees mock Jesus always? 法利赛人为什么嘲笑耶稣？
They said he does not want to have money, he's silly.
法利赛人说，耶稣不想拥有钱财，他很傻。Next question. So, Caesar, what does everyone forces his way into the kingdom of God mean? 人人努力想要进入神的国度，这话怎么理解呢？
They would like to come in by force, but that does not work.
所有人都想强行闯入天国，实际上根本行不通。The last question today. Is it easier for heaven and earth to disappear or for God's law to fail? 天地消失和神的律法失效，哪一个更容易？
It is written in the book of Isaiah, heaven and earth will fall, but God's word will last forever.
以赛利亚书中明确写道：“天地虽会塌崩，但神的话语却会永远长存。”好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家收听，祝大家2026年5月快乐，我们下期再会。